You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
Take three.
Hello. Hello, guys. Welcome to our very first episode, take three of RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We're back.
Again.
I'm I'm one of your hosts, Kenny Harrison. To my immediate right this time, we have...
Cameron Marston.
To my far left...
Tony Moore.
And in between...
Ooh, I'm a sandwich. I'm Jackie Borowski.
And in the booth, which on take one and two, I forgot to acknowledge.
Hello, guys.
You're going to hear her, Roya.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Roya.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Third time's a charm.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah,
I was born on the third.
Me too. Work.
So.
Retract.
Yeah. Welcome.
Root.
First episode, season six, entitled RuPaul's Big Opening.
I love that title.
First impressions again, Cameron.
Yeah, I watched it in parts, so I wasn't one of the smart ones who caught on that there was going to be two premieres because I didn't pay attention until I heard the Queen say that did we lose budget, and then I caught the rest of it.
Then like so, Pokemon.
I really didn't like what I saw to begin with, and then it got a little bit better. So, Tony, how do you feel about it?
Well, I like that. They only had seven queens premiere because it gives us a chance to really get to know them now rather than in the past seasons. They've had all of them, all 12, 13, 14. Yeah. And I think a lot of them get mixed in and you forget about most. And now we get to see seven at a time so we can process it a little better. So it's nice. You can kind of get to know them a little more. Yeah.
I agree. I like that too because I've had problems on this show before where Kenny gave me a cheat sheet with like 14 people on it and I'm like looking through, I'm like, who was that person? I don't remember that person.
Oh,
they
the
talked for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And then this one, I feel we really got to know them, even though my predetermined favorite queen is still in the second batch.
I feel, well, I don't know about most of the queens. I'm trying to not get any spoilers this season, so I didn't read up on anything that may potentially spoil my experience this season. But I do agree with Tony and Jackie that I like dividing the first two episodes into two different, like, eliminations.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it gives us... We get closer to the seven at a time, and that way, like Jackie said, we're not flipping through. excuse me. One of my other issues, well, it wasn't really an issue per se, but I wonder how, I've talked about this before, about how calculated the show can be, and I wonder if these girls were seven, these seven were chosen randomly, or was it looking at, if Ruth sat down, looked at the tapes and said, okay, these seven, I can pick the strong four out of these, this group and put three weak ones and put that into a group. And then the next seven, the same concept. What do you guys think about that?
That's it. I thought about that too, because when they had the first elimination, I thought, if she had went in the second group, would she still be here or would they, you know? So I don't know. I hope that it was just random. They were just like, boom, boom, boom.
Because a lot of problems that I do have with competition shows is that they don't pick 14 or 15 strong American Idol or The Voice.
They pick strong stories.
They pick strong stories, but they don't necessarily pick 10 of the strongest vocalists.
That's right.
So, like, we get a sense that, oh, this person is weak. That person's not going to last long. Like, for me, I felt like not even knowing who's in the next group, I feel like this group was
weak
altogether as a group.
Yes.
For our fans that have watched. No, not I mean, there are a couple standouts.
There are a couple standouts.
It seemed like a week, but that's why I was like, oh, this is a week seven contestant season.
Technically eight if we count. Never mind, we'll get into that. So let's get into our introductions. What do you guys think of the coming through the tunnel?
I always look forward to the entrances. That's my favorite part.
Because meeting someone says something about someone.
Yeah, but it's also like, you know, you have that feel of like it's their first day and they're walking in and it's like, this is so great and wonderful. It sucks though for the first person walking in because you walk into no one.
But, okay, my thing was the first three or four, they came in, they made these big entrances and nobody was there to like welcome them.
Yeah.
Whereas like in the past, the first couple of contestants, they walked in and they acknowledged the people that were already there and they were like, you know, kiki or whatever. But
I loved Adore's face when Ben de la Creme came in. And Ben de la Creme is like that big over the top 1930s.
Ben de la Creme looks like Michelle Visage.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Totally.
But Adore was just like, party. Like she didn't know how to like take her in.
Without going down the list, who was your favorite? What was your favorite entrance?
My favorite entrance was Laganja Estranja. I just kept writing, because I write notes on everyone as they come in, and she was the only one I wrote, yes, yes, outfit.
I have to go with Gia. That, she walks, it was thanks to editing too, because they slowed it down, you got a little toss of the ponytail, the heels, that big, redonkulous bag that she had on, and then the sunglasses, and it was like, yes, bitch, I'm here. Am I allowed to say? I'm allowed to say, bitch, right?
Sure. Yeah,
we already did.
Yeah, because if not, yes, he is. We're gonna boycott.
She already. She reminded me of Snooki. When I first saw her, I was like, she's little and she has a giant bag, and it's just like Snooki with her like
I didn't think
giant.
I just thought fish.
Well, you know, I'm Snooki's always fishy. A fan of the pretty girl. So even though they're not fan favorites, like you know, last year, second place. But
I don't remember last
see,
year.
I was like the weird girl. So Laganja Estranja was perfect for me because I was like, oh, she's kind of weird, but she's put together.
I liked, I believe, April.
April.
April. April. Carry on.
Yeah, she's very. Fishy.
I look for beauty. I don't care what you're wearing. I'm looking for beauty first, and then I'll make fun of you later.
I will say I liked her outfit though. She's very I liked pretty. That whole concept of like she just landed and. Mm-hmm. Although they were saying it was given really butch queen realness, but
that's okay, girl.
I agree with the two of you. I actually liked her. Too. Yeah, I do. Like, we're gonna get along this season. that the whole entrance, she made it an entrance, and it made sense, and it was kind of like a story.
And it wasn't
to it.
Too overdone. Like, no, you it know, was very. You're not trying too hard. TTH for those of you who don't know. TTH. When I say that, means trying too hard.
Oh, good. On the screen.
So we have. Oh, we're creating scenes too this year.
All the time, girl. You're either in or you're in the way.
So there's an elephant in the room that was vivacious.
Oh.
That poor thing. You know what? It would have been a great entrance had she was able to find the zip. She should have practiced. She should have found where the zipper was so that way she could have. Put her hand gracefully over and then did a slow reveal like Gia did with the sunglasses.
She was all like...
Yeah, but it was like, oh my God, what is... Cricket?
I was waiting for them to put a clock on it.
Which, again, this show is heavily edited and it's edited for our amusement. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Why I think the bad or the not so strong queens were in the first batch. I'm hoping there's better queens in the.
I feel like I said before. I think the next seven are just going to be strong. Like I think the
Lord, we hope so. Don't
my favorites in the next Courtney Act is my.
Hey, no jumping ahead.
As my favorite,
blank her out.
Which Vivacious brought the eighth contestant because everyone was talking about the head on her head.
Oh,
Ornacia. She's my favorite.
She's the hot slut of the day.
Yeah, if you go to D-Listed, you got to read the description of Ornacia.
A couple of rhinestones and highlight of Marcus.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
I probably would have been more impressed if it didn't look like it was made of styrofoam.
Was that was the best part about Ornacia.
It's a wig head.
She looked like those, remember the dolls last season that they did? Like Little Pound Cake?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that,
she looked like a cousin of the dolls.
Well, I mean, don't be hating on Ornacia. She is in the race to win it.
I mean,
I think she can.
She can win it.
Out of this group of seven, I think she will win.
I liked Adore. I just wrote her outfit is Christmas. because she had
it was
like,
very Christmas.
She had like the bright red, and bright green. It's like, oh.
You know, I think
Adore Can't Sew, that the one.
Yeah,
she's the first one that came out. I think she's gonna annoy me. There's something about that voice.
I love her. She's beautiful.
I feel like she's the realist.
I think she's going to be the one herself. With the quips all the time, and I'm going to be writing them all down.
But what about Gia? Mm. She's more of the...
I couldn't take my eye off her crooked eye.
Yeah.
Let's be honest about it.
I
have a wonky eye, like, so I can't say anything.
Me too.
But yeah.
I have one too.
It's not crooked.
I have a lazy eye.
I have a lazy eye.
What, are we a panel of wonky-eyed people?
And we're making fun of the one with...
Notice I said nothing.
You're always impartial.
I'm not always impartial.
Yeah, you are.
But
Tony does
mind.
Not have a wonky eye.
It's a lazy
YouTube.
Eye. Oh. It's my left one.
Oh, me too.
But I know how to, like,
hold
brighten it up. So that way it doesn't give me, like, the
you know
old
how to size with it?
Because you know sometimes, like,
weird
sometimes if you take a picture at the wrong angle, you kind of look special.
That I definitely do.
As long as both pupils are pointed in my direction, I'm good. I don't care if you have a lazy lid. We're good to go.
But it didn't help that when she was doing her makeup, she would do this cat eye makeup
and
that accentuated the lazy
eye. Yeah, and it made it look, yeah. But I know she's going to be one that will irritate a lot of people, but I, for some reason, like her already.
Gia?
Yeah. I'm already a fan.
She has a lot to say.
I think Adora's going to irritate people too, because one thing, I mean, though I love the quips, no, that's the thing is, amongst young queens, like, why do you have to imitate that voice? Like, does every queen got to talk like that?
It's irritating. For me,
her voice was irritating at first, but then I think by the end of the episode, her personality to me really grew on me. I liked her personality despite the affected voice.
She's bitchy.
Well, they all are.
But I mean, she's bitchy in a clever kind of way.
And I think that's why we watch this show.
Yeah.
To us,
come on. Seriously, right? We want to see queens get catty. That's what it's about.
Because it would be a boring show if they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Moving on. So,
nobody said anything about Polo Kelly Mantle.
Oh, I just read boring.
No one has said anything about her. She walked in too.
Oh,
who is the one who's saying you've been doing drag in this long and you still look like
this?
She's
been doing for 17 years.
Yeah, but there was one of the contestants who said,
Gia.
Yeah, you've been doing drag this long and
she would have thought it was a little
better. Who she reminded me of? She reminded me of, who's that girl from last season?
Give her a minute.
The pages are coming back.
Oh, yeah.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah, come back to that. I wrote it down somewhere.
I thought for a second they were
Jay Jolie. Oh. I found it in my notes.
I thought for a second that
Jay Jolie.
They were trying to do a Coco Alyssa rivalry between Adore and LaGanja.
Yeah.
Because Adore and LaGanja started doing drag around the same time in the same club.
But they seemed like they were getting along.
I don't want them to do that again. Don't do that rivalry again. That was so played out in the last one.
It wasn't that it was... it was played out, but it was so manufactured from episode to episode that by the third episode, you're like, I'm over that shit.
It's more fun when everybody's just coming at each other from side angles.
Yeah. Or like... My favorite rivalry was Jiggly and... what's that? The black queen from two seasons ago?
Coco? No, that one. Sorry.
No, the one that with the best line at Untucked.
Dede Reitz?
Yes.
Dede Reitz?
Dede Reitz?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Dede Reitz. It was LaShawn Beyond.
There you
Beyond.
Go.
This ain't RuPaul's best friend.
And I'm waiting for that kind of line to come back.
Well, it's only episode one.
No, but you know how
and
that
Gia
was
give it to
in
us.
The Untucked, that ran every week.
Yeah.
That's what I was waiting for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, so they had the mini challenge with faux tag Mike Ruiz.
This is the second time we have gotten a leap jump photo shoot.
Yeah.
We got it in season 3 with Raja and Delta and all them, but it was trampoline, just jump up, and now we have a leap off. Last season we had the water tank, which was good.
The water tank.
I feel like this: if you're gonna have a photo shoot, it needs to be as dynamic as the water one. Like this leap and stuff is cute, but it's not.
Remember the one where they were like twirling and paint was being sprayed at them?
Yeah, that was 4.
That was another interesting one. I agree, because they've already done that kind of leap concept, and it has to be,
again, like cooler. I said, I watched it in pieces, so I was still running with the low budget this season thing. I was like, this photo shoot?
Okay.
They have to do another photo challenge.
Well, for the next seven. Yeah. Lord, it'll be and it doesn't look like it's going to be the same. Looks like it's going to be different. Not. Yeah.
I don't want to watch the same thing over.
Yeah, so Tony hit it. I mean, they jumped into the TV foams. Background, which...
That's like the...
Pit Boys!
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's like the World of Wonder, like, logo type of a thing. The production company that produces Drag Race, they always do TV. I don't know what this is, but that's what it is.
That looks like the shorthand to match your wonky eye. Pit crew. So we have two new pit crew.
Four pit crew.
Two. Yes. We have four total.
It is covering every color of the rainbow. You got your dark chocolate, you got your vanilla, you got your caramel, and then you got something.
Okay. So the guy, not the blonde new one, but the other one, he looks Hispanic.
Miles is mixed.
Don't sleep on Tony. Tony's all about it.
All about what? Listen, continue. As one of the hosts of this, I had to thoroughly take notes.
And which pictures. I'm
sure, this is why we're coming to you. You have notes. Let's go.
I think Miles is mixed. Yeah. Miles Davis Moody.
With?
I don't know. He's African American something else. I don't know.
He's my favorite. I like Jason too.
Jason's my favorite.
Jason's a sweetheart.
You can't help but love Jason.
He's a sweetheart.
But that's because, it's when you know Jason.
Yeah. But my question is, why Jason naked, four?
You've already seen Jason naked.
No. Well, I think the two...
Literally.
Wait a minute. What? Back up.
Yeah.
Who have you seen naked?
What's the other original?
The mustache one.
The original.
Sean.
Hello, if you don't know, just I'll tell her. Here's the tea. Sean... Go-go dances at Fault Line on Melrose Avenue.
On Sundays and Fridays.
And
y'all better know the dates.
There may be laws that withhold certain nudity, but sometimes laws don't apply there. I'll just stop at that.
Case in point, last year they got shut down.
Sorry.
You will never see that kind of things at Mickey's Nightclub in West Hollywood, where I host the famous Showgirls Drag Show every Monday night at 10:30 p.m. where we are the official viewing party for RuPaul's Drag Race.
Let's back up. Because Mickey's were under investigation for nudity.
I have no idea what you're talking about, and I have no recollection of the question involved, but if you would like to see a fantastic drag show at Mickey's Nightclub in West Hollywood, it is every Monday night at 10:30 p.m. where we are the official viewing party for RuPaul's Drag Race season 6.
I will bring you in the article.
Visit mickeys.com.
Tony's earning every inch of his paycheck.
Four new pit boys.
Two, I think, were Scruff sponsored. Scruff, if you don't know, I'll show you.
They're all sponsored by Scruff.
Oh, they are all?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's because last year it was Marco.
I don't know.
Was the underwear, and then before that was Andrew Christian, and this year it is the gay application Scruff. I love how they tried to clean it up.
Because how else would you describe it without saying
the date up application?
Let's be honest, without saying what it really is,
it's your living single without scruples.
There you go.
What are scruples?
Sorry. We're going to look that up. I guess we can talk about that later, but Absolute is not a sponsor.
Absolute's not a sponsor. There's no tour. Because they normally announce they do the Absolute tour.
I wonder why.
I don't...
Now they're just drinking God knows what.
Well...
I knew it!
Blind item.
What I heard... It was a lot to be a sponsor. They like upped the fee to sponsor. There's a lot of monties.
And Rue was like,
a lot of monies. I don't think it was
all that money's gotta go to my wig.
I think it was like Viacom and Logo TV and
That's just what I heard.
We'll trust you.
But there's only two prizes. There's only cosmetics and $100,000.
And for a queen...
Hey, $100,000, I would...
If y'all didn't catch it, one of the queens is like... Adore. That takes us off the corner, girl.
Adore said that.
I told you guys. You will always catch a queen on a corner.
So, they jumped into the little styrofoam. It didn't really... It was funny.
Boring. But it's also when you don't really... see you don't really capture it until you actually look at the picture. Because when it's happening, it's like happening so fast. You're like, I don't know what you just did.
Right.
But I think I think for this challenge, you have to know your body.
That's true.
And I think Laganja, being a dancer, knows her body. Mm-hmm. So she knew how to gracefully jump and land and point and straight legs and things like that.
In a low budget situation.
And then you get someone like Kelly, who is, looks like somebody just threw her over the
they
thing.
Said 1-2 girl, she just fell. I felt bad.
Oh, no, no, no. Gia. Is that right? Did I get it?
I don't want to hurt my neck.
I feel like with Gia presenting herself as like the fishiest of them all, fresh tilapia that just came in, whatever she said when she walked in, I thought she was going to have like a sickening photo.
Just a heads up, in Hawaii, tilapia is kind of a rubbish fish for us. So just saying.
We're so over here, we treat it like filet mignon. Delicate,
yeah. We toss it in styrofoam or foam cushion. That's
what we do with drag queens.
Can we talk about how Vivacious brought Ornacia with her to her diving situation? I thought it was hilarious. Situation?
And actually, the way she jumped in the untucked photo, it actually made sense. The way that her was like flying and...
Two words, flying squirrel.
Mm.
That's what I thought. Y'all seen that YouTube video of when it says sail and the squirrel jump? That's what I imagined the squirrel looked like on the other side.
I have to watch that. Mm-hmm.
That's how I mean, no tea, no shade, but all tea, all shade.
There we go. We talked about the pit crew mini challenge. Boring. So then they go out to the loading dock and they get boxes, which I could have sworn Shanji was going to come back out of the boxes.
For 2 seconds, though, I actually thought that...
She was going to reveal the...
Well, that she was going to actually have seven contestants. In, yeah.
But I like how she alluded to the
fact
that...
She's building up. Come on.
Yeah. She knows what she's doing. In order to meet them, this is what you have to go through. Mm-hmm. So the challenge was to create a couture look inspired by... And see, I think this is why I get a little... confused with some of the challenges, because I guess my interpretation of inspired is totally different from what the contestants actually come up with.
Yeah, because they kind of get it wrong sometimes.
Well, I think for this particular channel, I think they almost all of them got it wrong. I mean, we were given Dance with the Stars, yes. Game of Thrones,
yes.
Duck Dynasty,
yes.
Honey Boo Boo,
yes.
What were the other ones?
Golden Girls.
Golden Girls, Downton Abbey. Okay, so...
I'm all about Duck Dynasty.
So... What I saw on the runway was completely not...
Some of them were close. It's about
some of them were close.
You guys,
some of them were inspired, but not couture.
Right. Well, let's go down the list.
Okay.
Gia.
Gia was giving Kardashian drag, but it was not couture.
That skirt was a mess.
I thought that was more appropriate for Dancing with the Stars, because that's something that... Like a cha-cha
wardrobe
would look like.
Now,
that's inspired by Dance with the Stars.
Granted, since we're on Dance with the Stars, I thought Laganja top up was very like Dancing with the Stars couture drag.
Yes, okay. I agree.
From the bottom down,
that skirt was a
mess.
What
was the shoes? The shoes look funky to me.
They were like wedges.
Yeah.
I just felt like it either. Just needed to be a corset leotard with some fringe type of a thing with all of that drama instead of that long, like, I'm just going to attach this because it needs something out of the bottom. Yeah.
That skirt was total afterthought, and the shoes being wedges. I know you hate those like orthopedic drag queens with orthopedic shoes. They looked like orthopedic shoes.
Why did your wonky eye just close?
I'm so bothered by Gia. Sorry, let's talk about it. For somebody who claimed, well, did she claim herself to be the fishiest or they
fresh tilapia?
Yes, she did.
Drag queen crotch shouldn't be that low. You better make sure your crotch is on point if you're going to wear a leotard like that.
I wasn't looking that close.
No, I mean, because you got to give the silhouette and, you know, you got to give the illusion.
You can't pay attention to some weird stuff.
Hell yeah. I mean, if you're going to be a drag queen and you're going to come out on a leotard.
Shape it right? Is that what you're trying to say?
Shaping.
But it was still very...
That used to be an old thing. All the queens were like, girl, shape it.
It was still very Kardashian, I thought. It could have been more.
The premise was there.
It didn't read Kardashian.
It was inspired. But not couture.
That's true. and then vivacious Game of Thrones. This is the one that I would have loved if I was on the stage.
Yeah.
Because you can take that material that what's the character, Mother of Dragons?
Daenerys Targaryen.
I just think of like toga shaped dress.
Oh, watch Game of Thrones.
Well, and I think that she lied. I think she said that she did, but she didn't. Because
no,
didn't
she whatever anything. She was talking about, the Queen's Daughter and the Dragons, I was like, that is wrong.
And then she put that crow on her arm, and I was just like, she could have made the dragon thing work.
There were so many other characters and things you could do with it. Instead, it looked just, and this is what drove me crazy last year about Alaska. Stop making dresses that look like saran wrap.
Yeah.
If you're a drag queen, you should know how to make a dress. Like, first off, you know that there's going to be sewing on this show. Maybe you should brush up on it.
It's season 6. Everybody should know how to sew.
Driving me crazy. Everybody comes in, I don't know how to sew. Did you not know you were going to be on RuPaul's Drag Race? Like, why didn't you brush up?
I beg any person that's out there that gives sewing classes, please contact drag queens and offer them free classes.
Okay, so since we're on this topic.
Yeah, don't make a saran wrap dress. There was too many saran wrap businesses out there.
Oh, yeah, she just rolled herself around and said, fuck it. So we're going to Adore now because she's the one that showed up with four
gowns,
and she doesn't know how to sew. I don't understand this concept.
No.
Like, okay.
Season 6.
Everybody who's seen the show, I should learn how to sew at this point. It's like, really?
I feel like when you are initially auditioning for this, not even auditioning for this, when you decide that your life's purpose is to be a drag queen, the first thing you should do is learn how to sew.
Mm-hmm.
Sew something.
Just learn how to stitch. Cross stitch. Double stitch. Thread.
Back stitch.
Do something. Know how to put two pieces of fabric together using the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Or using just a needle and thread.
Yeah.
Something. I just feel like if you have been a fan of this show and you've decided to apply to this show, you should have taken a sewing class or two. For Christmas, all of them should have said, I don't want nothing but sewing classes.
I think we agree with you on
that,
brother.
Yes, totally agree.
That's what I put right here, really big. It's season 6.
That's the thing. It's like when people come to the show and don't know their Snatch Game identity, you know that they're going to do
that. Well, we know who's going to do Michelle Visage this year.
I bet she won't.
She probably won't, but she should. But Honey
Kelly
Boo-Boo.
Mantle was going to do Nene.
Nene Leakes?
Mm-hmm.
God. Oh, God, that didn't happen.
No.
So Honey Boo Boo, inspired or no?
I thought it was very taller than Tiara.
Yeah. It did look like Honey Boo Boo to me.
It did.
Just was badly made.
But it did. Okay.
It could have looked a little bit more.
Well, listen, has she knew how to sew, it could have looked more. But
from
it
the
really
neck up, it was Honey Boo Boo.
It was very Honey Boo Boo. But I also felt like from the neck down, it looked like those little girls' dresses do. Like a whole bunch of stuff on it that looked real frivolly and bright.
So I'm going to segue into the winner, who was Ben de la Creme, who didn't sew her outfit, who glued it all together, and still made it look couture.
Yeah.
And who did follow, who was more...
Fake it till you make it.
Inspired by Golden Girls. So there's no excuse of not being able to sew. You still glue that shit together. Well,
right.
Glue it to the mannequin.
So who knows what it looked like on the mannequin. Probably really good.
Probably did.
But I did...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go.
I did feel like Ben de la Creme did what the challenge asked you to do. I felt like that was a golden girl who was like, I want to be high fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it would look like.
Yes.
And then at the end, we're going to sit around and eat cheesecake. Jeez. I really wish we could have cheesecake during the show.
She was going to South Beach and didn't want to get read by all the queens.
Exactly.
So she wants to
eat
fish.
And then
And
then last, Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
I liked April.
I actually liked theirs too, actually.
I'm glad she didn't go with the pants.
Well, she's
too much garbage going on.
That's
but
very
that's
Duck
Dynasty.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think I like
it wasn't couture. It was just
but
garbage.
It was
rare couture to me.
It was different, which
in
I
reference
think
to Duck Dynasty.
It's Duck Dynasty. I mean, how you take what you are given and you make a something out of it, which I think she got the concept of the challenge better than Ben de la Creme did. But her dress was a lot better.
Execute
it, yeah.
I felt like you could take April in the wilderness and throw some ducks behind her and give her that pose.
And then,
you would live for that photo. You would.
It's not the what, it's okay. The how.
Can we also just briefly mention how Vivacious was compared to Carol Channing meets Edgar Allan Poe?
And the two should not be
ever. Yes. Ever.
It was amazing.
I want to make
she's
a...
She's getting
I
very
wanna,
Mary J. Blige.
I want to throw out the comment that RuPaul made to April about having the beautiful hair. Ooh. With the boy buzz cut in the back.
I didn't mind that.
I didn't either. Now, flashback to season one when that's all Nina Flowers did.
Yes.
And I don't ever recall RuPaul. I think RuPaul was gagging the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
But Nina Flowers was bald.
Okay. Buzz cut, bald. Is there like significant difference? Because she said, I just hate it when they use their own hair.
Well, Nina didn't have anything to use.
Well, but you see the point I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't mind it.
I didn't mind it either.
Because Angina went bald too, didn't she?
Yeah, all the time.
And she never wore a wig. Oh, yeah. That's her thing. She never wears wigs.
And she went pretty far in the competition.
Mm-hmm. Well, she had a big reveal.
Well,
I think it's just a matter of how much you sell it. Like how much you sell. I mean, your job is to pretend to be a woman. How much do you sell it? There are bald women.
Like how Adore sold that dress. She sold that dress to them.
Yeah, she did. Adore. That was the thing. It's like I wrote
her
that down.
Her personality sold the dress.
She can't sew, but she tried. But she sold it.
Oh, sorry. She did.
She did. She sold it, and that was the same thing. April's. I'm sorry. It was
y'all
April's
look all
hair,
hooked
right?
Up over there.
April's hair. It's like she was selling it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I just didn't like the look and the whole thing. Oh, we forgot the judges. Okay, I'm sorry. Adam Lambert. I really...
Oh, wait. We didn't talk about Kelly's
what
dress.
What do you want from me?
Again.
Wait. The first time I saw it, though, so when I was... As I was watching it, I wrote, mess. Looks like Lady Gaga's meat dress.
No, you know
and
what?
And then she said bacon, and I was like, Michelle Visage, she stole that from me.
Two things. One, what she was making in the workroom,
mm-hmm.
I thought had great potential. Mm-hmm. Like, you could see the plant, and she looked like she was going to put the flower there. And I was like, oh, that's going to look interesting.
But people didn't... That has nothing to do with Downton Abbey. That was the other thing. I was like...
Yeah, I was like...
Plant boobs?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It was... I don't watch Downton Abbey. But,
but you... I mean, Downton Abbey, I think we all know it's an early 20th century British show.
It started with Titanic. Now it's moved up through, like, the 1930s.
Yeah. So we get that whole... You know,
it's a period piece.
What? But... Oh.
And they clocked her on her shake
palm tree.
Her shake-and-go wig.
And actually, there is a photo that you can Google where someone has put in bacon and eggs around her to insinuate the fact that... What did I just say? Whatever, you got it. Bacon, eggs.
But you were saying that what they were doing in... What she was doing in the fitting room...
I don't remember what she did.
It looked much different.
So the top that made it look like bacon, I'm assuming, she covered the plant, they look like cactuses to me, but she covered it with, like, fabric, which I guess made it look like bacon.
This is why she's not on the show, because I just forgot everything about her.
I just always feel bad for the first girl that leaves. I feel like they should do a RuPaul's Drag Race first. And it's, like, the first to leave. That way we can get reacquainted with them.
That
we get reacquainted with them.
That's actually not a bad idea, because that would be a great show
yes,
to watch.
It would be great reality.
I'm bitter.
Because all these dresses, I'm bitter.
Shanji would be back, because she was the first to go.
Well, which season? She was on 2 and 3.
She was the first to go on season 2.
She redeemed herself in season 3.
Kind of. That's it. Okay, so I want to talk about Adam Lambert.
Okay, what Adam Lambert.
I love Adam Lambert.
I don't know much about him.
He sings really well.
But he was sitting there. I was like, who is that? Nice dark hair and blue eyes. And
I wrote Adam
talking.
Lambert. Heart, heart, heart.
Purse fell out.
And then he started talking.
Purse fell out.
Fuck. I'm sure people say that about me, and I'm okay with that.
I love Adam Lambert.
And then Santino is back. Michelle.
I'm still the only person who likes Santino.
I like Santino.
Okay.
But... They're always picking on him, though.
No, but you know what? They're playing up this whole rivalry between Santino and Michelle, which...
I don't see that.
Oh, I see it all the time. Every time he says something, they cut to her and her, like, facial expression.
Oh, like she doesn't agree.
Well, yes. I also think that, you know, they played it themselves on purpose just for the kicks of it. But at the end, don't you get, like, a voiceover thing where somebody tells Santino off? until you win until
oh, Santino in, wins and Michelle wears a turtleneck.
I have a feeling that's gonna be like
edited out.
Yeah, or it's like a challenge or something. Or they were given a pink box
to and, rip.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
ripping.
So
I thought Michelle Visage looked really great. For
wait,
this
the
first
one on
episode?
Stage or the one behind the judges table? Because there were two, in my opinion.
Ben de la Creme.
I think it just so happens that Ben de la Creme looks like Michelle Visage.
But outside
she
of drag,
has the hair.
Outside of drag, she doesn't.
Who? Like, Michelle Visage or Ben de la Creme?
Ben de la Creme. I don't.
But
without.
But you once you put all that on, I mean, you completely look different. But it's weird the similarities of. But Michelle looked great.
Her tits are just. All
bam,
And Michael
Ruiz. She was serving a table of boobs.
Mm-hmm. So they deliberated,
and Rue looked great. I always like commenting
on
Rue's look.
I wrote Rue sickening, and then I wrote new.
I love that you spelled it Rue, R E W. Rue.
I was just writing so fast.
She was thinking Rue from Hunger Games. Go ahead.
And then I wrote sickening with new sickening lights because I love the lights that came on.
Now sit to that wall.
Why are you so goddamn blurry?
Why are you so blurry?
Blurry.
So Rue looked great. And then we get to the final two.
The two oldest queens.
Well, that's true. The two oldest queens who were the
both
worst.
With saran wrap.
I actually thought Adore would have been in the bottom two.
She talked her way out that dress.
Yes.
She made them go, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I got it. I was like, yeah, you slid on through. You taller than Tiara. Yeah. We got it.
She sells it. She sells.
She has the C, the U, the N.
But she doesn't have the T. Mm.
I think she is a salesperson. She could sell it.
Spell that again.
C, the U, the N. That's what she has.
Oh.
I'm supposed to say that's not as funny.
Oh, God, sorry. Can we take four?
Sorry, guys. I try.
Lip sync for your life.
Well, the winner was Ben de la Creme. Lip sync for your life was to Express Yourself, which I was a little, I'm like, ah, okay. Unless
the
editing.
I love that song.
Well, I love the song. It's just
no immunity.
I don't think the lip sync was that exciting.
No, but I think it was a clear win for Vivacious.
Well, yeah. Kelly Mantle.
But you know, I feel like this. I feel like, being on the show and being a contestant on the show, you're nervous. Like all this is so new and you're out of your element and you're wanting to win. And I feel bad that the first person just has to go so quickly.
But I think from the whole episode, Kelly didn't really stand. I forgot to mention her in the opening. I forgot to mention her on the runway and she's
because
if she has a game, she wasn't bringing it.
Because you know what? She would have probably been, if they had all 14, she would have been the one lost in the mix. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, we're down to
six,
and you're like, oh, what have you been doing?
Flip side could have been maybe in the next grouping, maybe she had friends that she knew because you also gain fame by your association. So maybe she had some kiki friends or whatever.
But she. She's put together and she looks good. For
you can tell she's
her
seasoned.
Type of drag.
She's seasoned.
Yeah, she's a seasoned performer.
I don't know what season that is, but it's just seasoned.
But here's the thing: is like when you do these shows, don't you want to put your best foot forward first?
But you also don't know how things are going
to
run.
Well, take it back to All Stars when everyone was made these grand entrances and. Raven and Jujubee walked in with simple dresses and simple hair on.
Girl, bye.
Mm, but Raven and Jujubee, it's like their personality is just like...
Yeah.
Big personality.
And I think also with All Stars, they knew what to expect.
Yeah.
I mean, they knew what they were coming
but,
into.
But, I mean, let's be real. These queens now that are coming in to six...
Should know what to expect.
Still don't know how to sell. But they kind of know what to expect. And I feel like... You know, everyone doesn't want to be this big doo-la-la, like, grandiose. I'm going to walk in with a talent performance on.
Right.
But just think about it. Kelly
people don't want to walk in with horse heads and
but Kelly
third
walked
heads.
In with that second hearts head. Dress, which didn't look good.
Boring.
Did she
boring.
Fail the mission? Mission? This is Survivor. Mm-hmm. She failed the first challenge, and then she completely bombed the runway. And it was like, you know...
Well, Gia thought she was going to make people gag with that stupid hula hoop purse.
He gagged.
And her eye makeup that went like this.
I actually like Gia. She's one of my favorites already.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like Adore, so I'm going to stick by that
one.
Wait, what Cam mentioned, which we all, I know, I was like, when Rue was like, there is no immunity. None.
I'm okay with that.
But I also think, okay with that, too.
But here's the thing.
It's vicious, but...
And I feel, and this goes back to a comment I made like 3 seasons ago. I think this show is Rue's calculator. I know she knows who at least the top 5 are.
Yeah.
You know, I think she has it calculated already. Just by seeing, like, if not by the auditions, by the first two episodes of the season, I think she already has an idea of who's going to do well, who's not going to do so well.
So I thunk that
you thunk it
that by no immunity that maybe there'll be more than one returning queen.
Good point. I have hand problems. If maybe, you're on iTunes, well, listener, watch on YouTube to see my hand problems.
And our wonky eyes that we all have. So Kelly went home. No surprise there.
Bah.
And anything that stood out from the Untucked episode? Nothing for me.
Cry me a river.
I just wrote so much drinking. That first cut where they just keep...
All editing.
That was the only thing that really stood out for me. The rest, it was just like basically water cooler conversation.
And I feel as though... As Tony sits over me, the only things that in Untucked to get emotion is talk about their family and talk about being bullied.
Right.
I feel like that's been
Don't get me started.
No Interior Illusions Lounge. That's going to.
Yeah, because it was sponsored by Absolute.
No, those are two separate companies.
I thought it was the same.
Mm-mm.
Oh, they changed it.
So they only have one lounge now?
No, they have two.
But it's not called the Interior Illusions Lounge. It's just called the gold and the white, I think. Yeah. Silver something.
I saw, like, they're also now following them. The cameras are following them as they walk off stage.
Well, I think now they're moving from, they're in an actual studio. And they're moving from, they're moving from the stage and they're actually moving from set to set.
Right.
Question. Did you guys feel like LaGondra was being shady when she assigned those things?
Hell yes.
I don't think so.
I don't think she was being shady at all. I honestly thought that she tried to give them a chance to excel in whatever she wanted to excel in.
I thought she was being...
calculated?
TV shady.
No. Because what she said about Duck Dynasty April, she said, based off of her look coming in, that's why I gave her Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
And I think... that was a good reason because she pulled it off, obviously. Yeah,
that's all first impression.
Exactly.
So why wouldn't she get Duck?
April is pretty. Duck Dynasty is hard to pull off, girl.
No, it's not. She looked like Duck Dynasty when she came in.
She's talented because she has the T and some of the C.
But not the...
I don't know about the N. Maybe some U.
And what do you feel?
I don't have to say it. Okay.
I did feel bad in the Untucked
are smart.
About LaGondra and her mom.
Well, seeing that, that's what I hate saying that, but that's what they want you to feel bad for it.
But she's not the one that brought it up. Gia did, and then that struck a chord with her.
But then they had to pull it out of her. That's the only part. Is like if you start crying, just say
okay. Well, because it's one of those things where she probably went into that knowing at some point she's going to have to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then she didn't know it was going to be that point. Like, oh, like now we have to bring it up.
This is season 6. You should know how to sew and be ready to talk about your family. Okay. They're telling us to wrap up, so we're going to do news and gossip really, really quick.
No.
AfterBuzz TV News. Jackie, hit it.
So 1 week before last night's 6th season premiere of RuPaul's Drag Race, Viacom, blah, blah, blah. Basically, it's been renewed. I think that's the
point. Yay, season 7.
So season 7
was already greenlit.
Yep. So we're gonna have season 7. They are they're already doing auditions for season 7.
Yep. You have until March 28th to get a whole lot of stuff done. And trust me, that list is long.
There you go.
It's like a 47-page agreement and sewing challenge and lip sync and
tell about your
challenge.
Family stories.
And family stories.
And Rue has a new album out.
Mm-hmm. Born Naked.
Born Naked.
Because that's how we are born.
And a new music video.
Great.
I'm sorry. I'm not good at
She's ad-libbing.
I'm ad-libbing because I...
There's a lot to read and we
there's
have...
There's a lot to read and I'm trying to cut this.
Tony,
short.
Go ahead.
Tony, what's
Tony,
yours?
You have some news.
So as some of you already know, Shangela broke her leg a few few months ago in New York, and she is now back on the Unbroken Tour, so catch her. That's what she's calling it. She's calling the Unbroken Tour. So make sure you catch her, visit Shangela.com, and find out where she will be.
Quick question.
Yes.
How did she break her leg? Do you know?
Death drop.
Oh.
Did she really?
Yeah.
That there is you so have it. Shangela. Yeah.
Death drop. Sorry. It'll do it to you.
The C, the U, the N, and the T.
And then... also, Kelly Mantle has released a music video and song, Eliminated. So you can catch that on YouTube, on her YouTube channel.
Oh my God. And, it's a
buy the song on iTunes. And also, our favorite queen, Fifi O'Hara, has a show in New York, this Monday, March 3rd. So, make sure you catch that at the Divine Cabaret Restaurant.
Awesome. Anything else before we throw it into predictions?
Where can you download us?
We'll do that at the end. Predictions.
Okay. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What do we want to predict? I have a question.
Did you guys not watch the 10-minute preview?
For cutting you off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. 10-minute preview of what?
Of the next episode.
I did. Oh, 10-minute preview of the next episode? No, I'm not watching. No. I want to hold on.
Is that on Facebook?
No, it came on after or in between the show.
There was, yeah.
No, I watched it on Logo.com.
When
you actually watched it on air.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I didn't get that.
Okay, my question is, out of the 7 that we've seen so far, if you had to pick a winner, who would you pick?
Mm-hmm. April.
Crickets.
Laganja Estrancha. Sticking by it.
Cheers. Do we have to pick?
You have to pick one. Just pick one. For shits and giggles.
April.
Adore.
Ben de la Creme. Okay. Where can we find you, Tony?
You can find me on all social media platforms, including
run out of time.
Instagram.
Do it.
Go.
At loungingwithtony.com or something?
Yes.
Something.
Lounging with Tony. Go ahead, Jackie.
At 123 Jackie B, 123 Jackie _B.
That was a lot. Tomakava 777, all of them.
Casey, what's you? Or Casey?
Kenny?
Kenny.
Can't find him.
You can't find me. Find Jackie and you'll find me. That's
what, I
that's
still I roll. Can't find you anymore.
Oh really?
I can't find you on Twitter anymore. I keep typing.
Oh,
Casey.
You know I'm not on Twitter anymore. Oh. Sorry, I'm not on Twitter.
Because so many people are looking.
Exactly. But find me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook through Jackie.
Yeah.
You can download us on iTunes, YouTube. We'll send out the link. Jackie, make comments.
Rate and comment. We know you guys can rip. I love when you guys rip us.
Please do.
Especially when you guys rip Tony. You know, it's all good.
They love me.
And that's it. We're out. Thanks, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.